And there's so much waste to them. Same way with the hogs. But I remember years ago, my father used to, he had an old iron pot. Ripped iron pot, I reckon it was. It was almost as wide across the top as this couch is long. And he'd, when the hog season come in the wintertime, we'd get a bunch of darkies up there and
kill hogs.
He'd kill hogs.
And you heard the old joke about the man who got in the man's car and he was walking down the road and the man had his air conditioner on. He picked him up and he says, going to take him for a ride. He says, well, here, you better let me off right here. He says, it's getting cold. It's time for me to go kill my hog.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear that. But that's what to do.
Howdy, Doc.
Those hogs killed and cleaned. And the colored women would, some of them would come and they'd make the cut the fats up, you know, to make lard out of chitlins. Clean the chitlins and stuff.
No, ma'am.
And all.
Yeah.
And they'd clean the heads for the, to make scrapple out of.
What was scrapple? That's interesting.
I don't know. It's made out of hog heads, mostly. That's all that I knew anything about. It's kind of a
kind of a
hog's
head cheese fry.
Yeah. Did you ever make anything out of a hog's head, that meat from the hog's head?
That's what I'm telling you right now. They scrapple out of it. But there's always a lot of waste.
Yeah. Yeah, did they mix cornmeal in with that, or?
Yes, I think there's cornmeal mixed with it. I didn't have anything to do with the bacon the other day.
Yeah.
But
What would they do with the liver?
Oh, they eat the liver and the light.
The liver and the kidney.
Liver and the chitlins and
who did it?
How would they cook?
How many chitlins did you ever eat?
Oh, I've eaten a good many chitlins, son. What are you talking about? That's good.
I don't believe you. You have never eaten any, but I've never known.
Well, I don't believe you.
Well, you're late in life coming along.
Yeah. Did you ever make anything out of the blood?
No, I never made any blood pudding.
Blood pudding, never made that, huh?
Did you all be
there? Well, a German woman had lived on this place, my family, and she was direct from Germany. And I think she made some blood pudding.
Was she a foreigner?
Germany.
Yeah.
She was direct here from Germany.
Would you call her a foreigner?
Yeah, she was a foreigner.
Now, somebody who came into town from another place, would you call them, what would you call them?
Well, if they were from England, I'd call them foreigners. Or if they were from France, I'd call them foreigners.
What if they were? You didn't know where they were from.
If they were from Georgia, I wouldn't call you a foreigner. Somebody in California or something like that. Or if they come here from a foreign country, I'd call them a foreigner.
I see. But you wouldn't call them a foreigner if they were.
No. They were not old residents or something like that.
They were
residents or something. I wouldn't call them foreigners.
I see. Daddy?
My pump's through another one of those.
How you been today?
Well, about the same.
Been okay since I saw you last?
Huh?
Been okay since I saw you last?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.